Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, B, the question is, did the Ravens choke?
I'm not going to say they did choke. I just think they made too many mistakes.
Jeff, you claim to be a Commanders fan, but you're also a Ravens fan. Did the Ravens choke?
Can you hear me?
We got crank Jeff. Turn me up in the headphones.
There we go.
There he is.
Sound crazy coming from the fat guy that did not play pro sports at all, but they did choke. You have the opportunity to tie the game, and you miss those throws. Like, big players show up in big moments. If the shoe was on the other way, Mahomes would have made that throw.
But my whole thing, I don't know if it, because they were an inch. He made the last throw to get a touchdown, and likely did not come down inbounds.
It's a game of inches.
I know, but that's not choking.
That's not choking. Your team didn't make the plays.
They made some mistakes, but I don't think they choked.
More than one opportunity.
When you choke, you go out there and you do some absolutely stupid stuff.
No, I think when I say choking is when the big moment come and you have, what, three opportunities to get the ball in the end zone. That's a choke, B. You couldn't get it done.
I can't say they choked.
If the last one wasn't with his just his toe there.
But I also knew he was out of bounds immediately.
Oh, I knew he was out of bounds.
Yeah.
But like, you can see because the toe came down, boom.
Yeah.
So you think it's out of bounds. But ultimately, if it was a receiver catching that ball there, they're in.
I also think, to Jeff's point, if it was Mahomes, he doesn't miss one of the first two throws.
He may not miss the first two, but he made the last one and he wasn't in.
Mahomes is just
different. My thing is the 1-2 likely in the corner, and I'm not making no excuses because the dude played terrific last night. I think the one in the corner, he was like a little pressure, trying to lay it over the top. That's a tough-ass throw. The one to Zay, you're looking at he's trying to throw it to him. Zay never settled it. Most quarterbacks, they tell him, don't lead the guy. He tried to throw it by, like, to settle him, but he kept running full speed. I'm going to tell you, if Lamar didn't play like he played last night, they wouldn't have been in that damn football game.
That's fine. But
totally. I think his legs were far more important.
We can say Pat would have made the throw. Pat threw the damn interception, interception. We can't sit up
for a dude that rooted for the Chiefs, you sure as hell are defending Lamar.
I'm not defending Lamar, but the thing about it, I hate when we sit up here and act like, oh, Pat did everything. He'll do everything perfect all the time. He threw a damn interception he can't throw in the middle of the field.
And then went on a scoring drive to take the lead.
I understand, but he threw that damn interception point blank.
But Lamar had a fumble.
If he would have threw the pick and the Ravens would have won that game, we would have said Pat Mahomes choked.
I wouldn't have said he choked.
Let's let Landfill chime in.
I wouldn't have said he
Landini,
choked.
Landini, it's your question. Did the Ravens choke?
He's got to hit one of those passes. I mean, come on.
You think I agree with you that he's got to hit one of those passes.
So if he missed both of those passes,
it's not fair to call it a choke.
If he missed both of those passes and the last one likely get his toe in bounds, would you be talking about those last two passes? Hell no. You'd be talking about the last one.
That's him stepping up in the moment.
But that's what I'm trying to say, though. But the thing about it
is, it's not like he made that ball easy for likely.
Huh?
The touchdown catch.
Like, dude.
He can't miss the two.
If you are a
pass-catching tight end, and then we have to blame it on likely on the third.
You get your damn toe inbound.
If you're a two-time MVP quarterback, throw the touchdown to tie the game.
If you're a two-time MVP quarterback, and the only reason your team is in is because of you.
I agree
with that. He kept his team in the game.
But I think he kept his team in the game with his legs.
You cannot sit up here and try to make me think a guy's choking and horrible when he's the only damn reason they had a chance.
Brian, I don't think he's horrible, and I don't think they choked. But I do think he's got to hit one of those two touchdown passes.
Well, I think he hit the last one, and the dude didn't get his toe in. These are all professionals. We can't just blame the quarterback.
I think Lamar kept him in that game, obviously. He was brilliant with his legs. The new slimmed-down Lamar.
The new slimmed-down Lamar is more physical than the thicker Lamar.
What do you think of that? Like, he was taking shots. He lowered his shoulder at one point.
He lowered his shoulder.
When he was, like, clearly not going to get a first down.
I will be honest with you. None of those hits were serious that he took last night. I watched all those hits last night, and everything to the regular eyes looked crazy. None of them looked like that's going to hurt him.
I agree with that. But what you said, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was Wednesday, when we were talking about Josh Allen and the volume of hits. And you're like, Cam Newton, all these guys, even the biggest, toughest guys, the volume of hits accumulate.
I don't
think Lamar should keep this pace.
I think last night he was trying to show something. But the thing about Lamar, what he did, he took his chances with cornerbacks for the most part. He didn't try to.
A couple backers he took on.
Yeah, but he dove on one of them, got on the top. But he was trying to do that with the cornerbacks. Josh Allen tried to run over every damn body on the defense.
I also nailed my Derrick Henry prediction. Remember I said 13 carries, a touchdown, under the total?
Mm-hmm.
13 carries, 46 yards, and a touchdown. Give Derrick Henry the ball more. Like, I don't think last night's game for Baltimore is at all the pace of which they win games. And I think, like,
if they play any other team in the NFL, they win that game walking away.
But that doesn't matter, that because they played Kansas City.
It doesn't matter, because if they do that the rest of the year, they're going to win way more damn games than they lose.
Yeah, but then if they run up against them again, I think they lose to them again.
Maybe. We'll talk about that when we get to it.
There's a reason.
See, I'm not one to look at this game and think it's going to depict another game. They got games in between. If they play that game
Kansas
plan
City's gonna lose
against
the
anybody in the league, they're going to whoop their asses.
I don't think last night was a game plan. I think it was Lamar's improvisational brilliance.
That's part of the game plan.
You can't game plan the scramble stuff.
You don't game plan the scramble stuff, but you tell your guy when you see it, you take it. Just like I hope Jaden Daniels, if he sees it, he takes it.
I agree with that. But wouldn't you prefer Derrick Henry to have more carries than Lamar?
I understand. I would prefer it to happen, but if the Chiefs are playing for Derrick Henry, I don't keep giving a damn ball to Derrick Henry. He had 13 carries and 47 yards. He had like 3.7 carry. You're the one to always say, if you don't have 4 yards of carry, that's not good. How much did he have last night?
It was 3.5. I don't say that.
That's not good.
I think there's situational
things. That situation, they were waiting on Derrick Henry.
I don't think Lamar throwing 41 passes is the path.
That is not. No, I don't think that's the path. But I'm saying, if Lamar sees space, he should take it.
We haven't talked about him. Zay Flowers looks really freaking good.
Yeah,
I thought he was quite impressive last night. Isaiah Likely, damn near looked like he was dead for a second.
Can play.
He can play. Mark Andrews.
That area he fell on, I think, is a little concrete under there.
We also got a little shove. I honestly think he separated his shoulder and they popped it back in.
Yeah, you don't let him come down inbound. The guy carried him on out.
Yeah, dude, the corner did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a hell of a game. I think we might have to put Mark Andrews on Wash territory, but there's a lot of football left. It's
that
only
injury
game
he came from. He got to get back into it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.